American Outdoors Radio Show. I am your host, Tony George, joined by my good hunting, fishing, trapping, drinking, eating, about everything buddy, Mr. Mark Tobin. And Mark, we got someone that's going to rival your culinary expertise in the Kansas City barbecue arena here on this show. And we all wish we had a dream job, and this guy's definitely got one. Of course, Mark Tobin's got a dream job. He gets paid to hunt on television and many other things that Mark does. But this guy here, Jeff Dockery, I was reading through his resume, folks, and we talked about tailgating, and it's that time of year, especially Kansas City and the Chiefs are known for some of their tailgating down here. More of a college atmosphere, I think, almost than any other pro team out there. And I kind of know what I'm talking about in that arena. But nonetheless, this gentleman here is a featured chef and featured tailgating personality at the College Football Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame inductions, and has been hosting a show on Sirius Network on Tailgate Radio, past regular guests on American Beer Radio, which is also a dream job. But nonetheless, Jeff Dockery joins us. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, guys. Really big fans of yours. Great to be on with you talking tailgating and football, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you mentioned off the air here, and Mark had been doing some TV shoots for Clarkson Rotisseries, and Blake Carson was on the show last week, and we understand, just segueing into that as a little bit of a confirmation, that you've been doing some work there with Carson Rotisseries.
Oh, yeah. You know, to be honest with you guys, this is the third grill company that approached me. And, you know, Blake called me out of nowhere working a charity event, a charity we both have in common. And, you know, I've been to a Brazilian steakhouse, but also knowing that, you know, rotisserie, is, as you well know, is pretty much an addendum to most grills and barbecues. And to actually have the Brazilian concept hit the shores as hard as it has, I was all over him like white on rice, and he flew out the next weekend to Las Vegas to meet me, and, you know, a month later, we're cooking together at Super Bowl, and I'm doing my radio show, and Blake's feeding me food and blowing away Jonathan Ogden, Jim McMahon, Brett Saberhagen, I mean, everybody that day. I said, it's that good? Yeah, so I got working on it, and I'm telling you, I'm more sold on this thing than ever, and I actually heard you talking about it last. I think you guys have experienced the same thing on this rotisserie unit, so happy to represent them for sure.
The thing, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And for tailgating, can you imagine it? Anybody that tailgates has to have one of these at their tailgate. For doing it, it's just the easiest, no fail, idiot proof way to cook the best food that you've ever cooked. Just again, one thing that I've really I think was really taken with by you, I've been able to watch some of your videos on YouTube, and you come across some of the coolest gadgets. Now, the Carson Rotisserie is one, but there's a whole host of things that you've come across. One, a couple of them that I really like that I want to see if you could talk about a little bit. Yeah. The beer belly.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's so many covert kind of beer and liquor supplies out there, you know. And, you know, I can't endorse taking that stuff covertly in the stadiums, but between the beer belly and the wine rack, you know, you can put alcohol in a bra. You've got golf clubs that go. It said the beer belly is the same thing with the whole polypropylene. Now, some of those guys are in business. Some aren't anymore. But, there's certainly beer gadgets are one of the hottest selling products in the tailgate market, no question about it.
Another one that I saw that you used that looked very handy was the tailgater blender.
Oh, yeah. If you're in the mood, you know, I do a lot of Jimmy Buffett tailgating, so you got to drink fresh margaritas when you're in the parking lot. And that two-stroke is beautiful. You know, you can make fresh cocktails if you're in that kind of mood. And the great thing, I mean, if you see the commonality between all these products is really portability. You know what I mean? You can take it anywhere. And that's when I talk about products, it's always about functionality, portability and price point, et cetera. So, you know, I'm happy to work with all those companies for sure.
This was a blender. It looked like it was powered by a weed eater motor.
You got it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a two-stroke. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and again, you can take that anywhere. Just again, like that Carson rotisserie, I just touched on it at the end of the show last week, but that is a portable rotisserie. You can take that anywhere. It runs on a battery, can run off your car battery. It doesn't matter. But when we come back, we're going to have to take a break here pretty quick. When we come back, I'd like to get some of your recipes. And if you've got any other gadgets that you've found or come across over your years of tailgating, I'd like to talk about that too. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I want you to think about this, and don't answer now, but the number one tailgate food is what I'm most concerned about, and maybe the number one tailgate cocktail as well, because I'm more into cocktails, and there's a pork chop in every can for me. So, but as I watch my waistline and the sports scores come rolling in, folks, stay tuned here on the American Outdoors and Radio Show. Jeff Dockery has joined us. This guy is the biggest name in the tailgating industry, which is a $20 billion industry, right here on the American Outdoors and Radio Show. Don't touch that dial with greasy fingers. Back at you after these messages.
Barbecue.